Blog Talk Radio.
Got my money up. Yeah. Got my money up. She wanna roll with the winner. Yeah.
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took her to dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mob, a sip Pino. Subtract that bum, he a zero. And me shouting, ain't another equal. Whipping the board like a Rego.
Okay. You know.
when you got that, I mean, the first time you heard your, you heard the song in the studio, what were you thinking?
Well, they put the music on, and it just kind of just, we just put it together. It was like, yo, this is dope. And I just pictured myself talking to a beautiful lady and kind of letting her know what it could be like, what it is. And now we have the song, the plug.
Wow, that's crazy. Who's it produced by?
It's produced by Earl Powell from Eptone. Yeah, you might have heard of him. He got a few Grammys, a lot of plays.
Okay.
You know, that's our in-house producer, man. You know,
wait, you already gotten to that point now where you're like, yeah. You know, my producer got a few Grammys, you know, whatever.
You know.
Not too many people can say that. Not too many people can say that. Wow. I think you might one day tell yourself, yeah, I got a few Grammys. How's that
I'm waiting for that day.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's going to be awesome. I'm waiting for that day, though. Hopefully soon.
Very soon. This is a hot song. I just keep saying that this is a hot song. So how did you meet your Grammy winning producer? I'm saying, because, like, who gets to do that? Who gets to come out with, and not your first song, but at the very beginning, you know, beginning of the career, and just have a Grammy-winning producer on the song? How does that happen?
It's like a dream, actually. I mean, I'm from Chicago. He's from Chicago. And we met. It was kind of like fate, but we linked up. He liked what I was doing, what I was trying to do. And he doesn't usually work with rappers. I'm lucky to be on your show. I'm lucky to have a record taken off, and I'm lucky to be working with this guy. He's really like my brother. So you can hear that in the music.
You can hear it, yeah.
Yeah, so when people come together and they really know what each other needs and wants, and they like family, and it's bigger than music, you can hear that in the finished product.
Well, he definitely did it. I mean, I don't want to take anything away from, you know, you as Scotty, but he definitely did it. And speaking of Scotty, so how did because it is, it's Mr. CEO featuring Scotty, how did you meet Scotty?
Same thing. Scotty's from Chicago, and Scotty's a dope artist. You know, he's on a lot of records. He's doing his thing, and we all kind of. Everybody, we were just in there together one day, hanging out, and that's kind of how it happened. We didn't plan this record. We didn't sit down and make a strategy. It just was like, I can't explain it. It was almost like fate. It just happened. No lie.
Yeah, magic. Chicago magic.
It just happened. Yeah.
Okay. Well, tell my audience, rather, a little bit about yourself. We already know you hail from Chicago, but are you born in Chicago or did you move there?
Born and raised.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Chicago, yeah. South side,
always south side. Okay. So born and raised in Chicago, still in Chicago, okay? He's holding it down over there. Life in Chicago. Now, those of us, as you know, I'm from Texas, everybody, and usually I find some kind of link for Texas into an artist, I always do, but today I think I finally met my match. I don't have a Texas link to Chicago. How did that happen? But today I finally made my match. But those of us that don't live in Texas, you know, I got to ask you this question because we, you know, especially in the African American community, what the hell is going on in Chicago? What's wrong with these people? Why are they killing everybody? What is going on?
I wish I had the answer for that. But the best thing I could say is somebody's mad at somebody, and that's the way they short. I mean, if you mind your business and stay out of the way, you should be okay. Chicago's a fun place to be. Just make sure you stay in your lane.
And see, we don't get that. Those of us that, you know, watching the outside media, it's like, what is it, the Wild Wild West over there? They just walking through the streets killing people? Or what's really going on? But I mean, childhood life is rough, period. You growing up on the south side of Chicago, even, you know, I'm sure even if you mount, you know, mind your business, things happen, and apparently you survived. I don't want to make it seem like you just can't survive in, you know, Chicago. That's not what we're saying. But it is, you know, it is a rough upbringing. I think you have a quote that says, like, your parents raised you, but they had you, but the streets raised you.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty rough. I think it was a little bit more dangerous when I was younger, back in the day maybe, but I think right now so many people on the internet and the news and reporting it all, it makes it seem a little worse than it is. I love it here, and I feel safe. I mean, like I say, as long as you know how to handle yourself, mind your business, and stay in your lane, you should be fine.
Now, does that type of urban environment actually spark creativity? Sometimes when you feel like you just got to get out, you get to writing.
Well, yeah, for me, it just depends on what kind of mood I'm in. It just depends on the mood. When I heard Plug, when that music came on, I was in a really good mood, and I felt like hanging out with some beautiful women. I mean, if you put something on and it makes me want to tell you a story about something that's a little more dark, then get ready.
Well, you've run the gamut of songs. Tell me, how did you get started? Because we know where you ended up. We know you ended up with Grammy producers, okay? So, but how did you start? Because you didn't start with the Grammy producers. Give us the story.
Actually, I kind of did start with the man. I hate to say it like that, but that's my brother. I wanted to do music, and I mean, I would listen to, since we're talking about Texas, I would listen to some Skyface and Ghetto Boys and, you know, people like that. And NWA and all those guys, and I just wanted to do some music. So one day I decided, yo, this is what I'm going to do. And turned out okay, I guess.
So what was the very first single that you put out?
It was called OG, featuring another Chicago artist, King Louis. It did pretty good, and it's dope. I hope the people could go look it up. It's on iTunes. It's called I'm a OG. Mr.
Okay,
Red featuring King Louis.
Okay, we're going to have to check that out. We're going to have to play that on an upcoming segment. So you didn't go to mixtape route, excuse me.
No,
or did you
I didn't.
Or mixtape?
No, that was the first one. We're actually going to put a mixtape out. It's coming soon. I just want to know how big this record is going to be, Plug, and we're trying to figure out which DJ is going to host it, because, you know, these days your mixtape really ain't on nothing if you don't have the right DJ host. So,
right.
You know, at first we were chasing down the DJs. Can you host my mixtape, please? And now they calling
me. Please listen to my demo type of situation.
Yeah, now they calling me. Yo, can I host the mixtape? So we're just working that out.
Okay, so you had a single out. You got this one out. King Louis is there. And you always wanted to be an entertainer. You've been hanging out with Grammy winners since, you know, you eating crackers and cheese in kindergarten. I got it. Okay, so what's next? I mean, we know the mixtape is coming, but what's next? With the Plug, you think?
Well, that's the thing, the beautiful thing about music. You just never know. I just want to see this thing take off. I want to see it in a movie. So, you know, let's tell one of those movie makers out there to come get my song and put it in a movie.
See, that's a reason that that you have Mr. Red CEO on your name. I love that. Yeah, okay, in case you guys didn't get it, that's just not that's not just a tag CEO, right? He is actually the chief executive officer of his own company. So you know, when did you figure out that I need to, you know, I need to run my own stuff? You know, when did you figure that one out?
Well, from hanging out around my brother, the producer we talking about, Earl Powell, from hanging out around him and seeing how the business worked, I saw how a lot of times artists were getting taken advantage of because they had to rely on someone else to help fund their project. So
yeah.
It's like, you know what? We don't want to rely on anybody. We know what to do. Let's put a team together and let's put this money together and let's get it done. And here we are.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're making real decisions for your career. You are not relying on somebody else to decide when and if you should go and what you should do and all of these things. Sounds like you've had enough experience in the business. I don't know if you've had outside business or just music business. It sounds like you've had enough experience in business where you feel comfortable making those decisions.
Well, you know, that's what you asked me earlier about growing up in Chicago. That's where that growing up in Chicago comes in at, right there.
Hmm.
Doing business, knowing how to make decisions, and listening to your team. I mean, I could sit here and say, yeah, it's all me, but it's probably 10 people behind me that the world will never see that's actually helping me get where I need to go. You
well,
got to have
a
good team.
Bingo. You know, I say that in this show all the time. That is the basis of this show. When you see someone on these red carpets, they're in magazines and they're in movies or accepting speeches, whatever you see, most people just see that person, that celebrity, and they don't realize just what you said. There's 10 to 15 to 20 other people that are behind it. There's a manager behind it. There's a publicist behind it. There's an attorney behind it. There's someone who pulled the clothes behind it. There's, if they're a music artist, there's a whole, you know, core group of DJs that are behind it. The radio stations. There's the plug. Hell. There's a plug. So you, and that's so funny that you would say that because I preach that all the time. And that's what we do on this show. We want to bring you the people that are behind it, and we'd like to give you the steps to get where you need to go. I'm glad you know that, and I'm glad you acknowledge that publicly.
Oh, yeah, you hear it a lot. You hear a lot of artists say, yeah, your team, but it's real. If you don't have a team and you're not listening to your team, it doesn't matter the fact that I cut the check or I make the decision. I have to listen to these people.
Yeah.
And we have to come together and we all have a common goal. I mean, it's like a basketball team. They don't win a championship with just one person. It's people all involved.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. Get everybody involved to make some decisions. Well, you got some, I read a press release a few days ago. So you got something coming up next week, I think, which will be pretty cool. You'll be in Atlanta. What's going on over there?
It's a red carpet event that Hype Magazine is having. It's the weekend of the, well, not the weekend, but it's the 29th of this month, 29th of September. It's going to be
okay.
A lot of people out there, a lot of major celebrities, a lot of your reality TV stars and radio people. So if you're in Atlanta on the 29th, that's where everybody needs to be. It's going to be dope.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I think I might make it out there. We, you know, we had Hype Magazine on yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite magazines, actually.
Yeah, we had Hype on yesterday, and they're excited about it. So you got your Hype Magazine, you're doing that. The single's out, it's really working. Hopefully we'll see you on tour pretty soon.
Yeah.
Hope that,
yeah, that's
that
coming.
Comes out. Yeah, that comes up. Where can they buy this? Where can you, cause, you know, it's all, be honest, at the end of the day, it's about some dollars. So where can they, where can you buy the plug?
Okay, wait. Before I tell you where you can buy it, it's, I don't really do music. I don't really do music for the money. I really love just doing it. I do it for the people. I just want, people to say, yo, I want them to stop me and say, yo, I heard this. And it was dope, and it helped me through this, so it got me here, and it did this. But you can spend some money with me. So spend a dollar. Go on iTunes. Go on Amazon. You know, I could put those couple dollars in my gas tank or something. Go on iTunes. You know, just search Mr. Red. You got Plug a show up. Plug featuring Scotty. I'm an OG featuring King Louis. And, you know, spend a dollar or two with me if you rocking with me.
Yeah, I like that. So it's iTunes, it's Amazon, it's the usual roundup, gang. Make sure you go check that out, Mr. Plug. Now, you know, in today's day, you got to be somewhere online doing something. You're doing it for the Vine, you're on Snapchat, you Pinterest, and everything else they got going on around here. Where can we find you on the internet, sir?
Any social networking or... my website, they all the same. Mr. Red CEO, MRRED CEO, Mr. Red CEO. So if you're on Twitter or whatever you're on, Instagram, or just go www.MrRedCEO.com and it'll come up and you'll find it.
Okay, yeah. So that make sure y'all go check out Mr. I love this song. I actually, just to let y'all know, and the ones that have been listening, you noticed the change, right, in the startup. I actually asked Mr. Red CEO yesterday if I could officially use this song as a theme song for my show. I have never done that. But it and of course he agreed. Thank you so much.
Please,
I love
of course.
This song. Yeah, I love it. Y'all hit him up on Amazon. I should try. The man needs gas, okay? He needs gas and a couple of cheeseburgers, McDonald's. They're only a dollar. Get him. Take a look at his single. Go on and download the single. Check him out, Mr. Red, R-E-D with one D, CEO on all your social networking platforms. Make sure you follow him. Make sure you like him. I hate when that dislike button is coming. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, I saw that.
Like,
you know, that's going to keep a lot of people in check, though. We needed that.
Man, that's a haters on parade dream. You have all these people, they always post up, you know, talking about, oh, my haters hate this and my haters like that, and big ups to my haters for motivating me. You know, they pull all that crap out of there. Yeah, they finna motivate you for real.
Yeah, you're right.
That is a haters dream. So, hey, to stay away from Mr. Red CEO, but make sure you guys visit him on his social network. Follow, tweet him out. I never know how to use the word Twitter in proper context. Like it. Please do not dislike it. Hit the iTunes and the download button and catch Mr. Red right now. That's what I'm saying. Don't be a, what do they call it, follower. They're going to wait till you're number five, number two, number one on the, you know, on Billboard and be like, yeah, I like that, Mr. Red. Let me go follow him. Well, by that time, he'll have maxed out his likes. He won't be able to accept you. You'll just be.
Right.
So, and that's going to happen pretty soon. You know, so catch him now in the beginning and build your music relationship with Mr. Red. I appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you having me.
I had a good time. It seems like the time just goes by so fast.
Yeah, you're right. Well, that means we having fun, you know.
Yeah,
you know what they say.
That's all right. Again, I appreciate you coming on the show. We're going to log it out. Of course, I'm going to end it with the plug with Mr. Red. I'm just going to shove that down y'all's throat. That's my theme song. We're going to end it with the plug by Mr. Red featuring Scotty. Hopefully, we'll have you back. And hopefully, we'll have you back, number one. Don't forget about it.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back. I'll never forget, too.
Okay. All righty, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to end with Mr. Plug, and we'll see you again next Tuesday and Wednesday. We'll have Diamond. She's coming up, and we're going to have some a guest interview. I don't want to say who it is, but it's somebody big, somebody close to Oprah. They're coming on the show next week, so mum's the word, okay? Thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Got my money up, yeah. Got my money up. She wanna roll the window, yeah.
Y'all already know who it is.
So I took. dinner.
I do it like it's legal. Come sit with a mob, a sip Pino. Subtract that bum, he a zero. And me shouting, ain't another, equal. Whipping the four like a Rego. Come, you try me, you could get the ego.
Yep.
Yeah, these got my blindfold. I don't see these.
Oh, he ain't moving that round. Why wait for tomorrow, babe? We can leave tonight. You know he ain't checking that bag, no. He ain't shopping on all day. I keep you fresh, ball made in the club. Bottle after bottle, you're surrounded by the thugs. They all showing love, but you're f***ing with the plug. F***ing with the plug. F***ing with the plug. Showing love, cause you f***ing with the plug. F***ing with the plug, f***ing with the plug. It's all on us when you f***ing with the plug. F***ing with the plug, f***ing with the plug. Oh yeah, girl, you f***ing with the plug. F***ing with the plug, f***ing with the plug. Oh yeah, girl,
top down, let your hair blow. Hair's big though. Say cheese, don't move like a scarecrow. But wait, wait, there's more. What's scared for? Love is war, it's war, I'm prepared for. Talking about you got a man.
With the plug, oh yeah, girl, you.